From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. A senior Chinese military official today rejected U.S. Defense Chief Ash Carter's assertion made the previous day that Beijing faces self-isolation if it continues with provocative behavior in the South China Sea. Meantime, U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry says a Chinese air defense zone in South China Sea would be a destabilizing act. Beijing claims virtually all of the sea. Former U.S. President Bill Clinton will be among those who will deliver eulogies at the funeral Friday of boxing legend Muhammad Ali, who died late Friday at the age of 74 with complications of Parkinson's disease. Davis Miller, author of the book Approaching Ali, tells VOA he thinks everyone will be changed by Ali's death.
The world is just going to stop for a few minutes or a few days. How can the world be without Muhammad Ali? Something about him, as ridiculous as he is this fantastic figure. Something about him in that ridiculousness is every bit as hopeful as the space program, traveling to the moon. It was in the 1960s and early 70s. It just absolutely a fantastic human being.
Ali, who was born Cassius Clay in 1942, won three heavyweight boxing titles. World Health Organization is studying how big a health risk there would be by going ahead with the Rio de Janeiro Olympics as scheduled, despite concerns about the effect of the Zika virus on either athletes or spectators. Niger says hundreds of Boko Haram extremists attacked a military outpost, killing 32 soldiers, wounding nearly 70 others. This is VOA News. Syrian